The tool-making company Stanley Works says it no longer plans to move offshore for tax purposes. The company announced earlier this year that it wanted to move its legal residence to Bermuda. But yesterday, Stanley Works said it would keep its headquarters in Connecticut and wouldn't transfer any jobs out of the country. Still, the proposed move generated enormous criticism and even sparked an effort in Congress to ban these re-incorporations. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Stanley Works issued a statement late yesterday saying its board had scrapped the reincorporation plan. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer John Trainey said he now believes Congress is ready to address the inequities in the corporate tax code that had made such a move attractive. Stanley Works officials did not respond to requests for interviews today. The company's critics, like Richard Trumka, Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO, were quick to celebrate yesterday's decision.
This is a tremendous victory for the Stanley workers. It is a tremendous victory for shareholders, and it's a tremendous victory for America.
Stanley Works insists that it is at a disadvantage against foreign competitors because, unlike most countries, the United States taxes its companies on earnings they make overseas. By reincorporating in Bermuda, Stanley Works says it could save $30 million a year, about 12% of its annual profit. Stanley Works is hardly the only U.S. company to make such a move. Ingersoll Rand, Tyco, and Accenture, among others, all became legal residents of other countries while keeping their headquarters in the United States. Richard Neal is a Democratic congressman from Massachusetts.
These proposals to reincorporate offshore by simply posting a phony post office box number have been ill-considered and unwarranted, and I think that the public reaction to that has been very bad.
But the proposed defection by Stanley Works, which has been based in Connecticut since 1843, proved especially controversial. In the post-Enron era, Stanley Works' plan seemed to many critics like one more shady accounting trick. Some, like Congressman Neal, said Stanley Works was turning its back on the country at a time of great need.
These issues have all begun to crest in front of the American people. And obviously, I think that nobody wants at this particular sensitive time, given the event of September 11th, to be perceived as being unpatriotic.
The reincorporation was narrowly approved by Stanley Works shareholders in May, but the company rescheduled the vote amid criticism about the way it was conducted. As controversy mounted, Congress was stirred into action. The Senate this week voted to bar companies that reincorporate from receiving Defense Department contracts, and there was a similar provision in the Homeland Security bill. Merrill Lynch analyst Joseph Sirocco, who follows the company, says Stanley Works makes only about $5 million in revenue from federal contracts each year, and so that ban wouldn't have affected it much. But Sirocco does believe that the ongoing controversy has hurt Stanley Works' stock price.
When you're being cited in articles in major financial publications saying that there are congressmen and senators and union officials that disagree with your decision, that's not a positive for your stock.
For Stanley Works, going ahead with reincorporation might have proven futile anyway. House leaders are considering a vote this fall on a bill that would allow the government to tax reincorporated companies as though they had never left the United States. In the current climate of anger over corporate corruption, the bill's sponsors believe it has bipartisan support. Whether or not such a bill passes, the controversy generated by Stanley Works is likely to discourage other companies from reincorporating overseas anytime in the near future. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.